long as you got me, it won't be no hassle. You want it, we'll get it. Just don't be a hater if I grab a bunch of napkins for later.
Welcome back to We're All Yankovics.
Woo!
Yeah!
Yay!
Woo! Hey, you know what I got today?
What did you get today?
I got like a big bucket full of Lego.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, like $35.
$35?
Like this gigantic tub of Lego.
Tub of Lego.
Yeah, I mean.
Anything good in there?
Oh, I don't know. I haven't searched through it.
Oh.
It's huge. It's like probably like several hundred dollars worth of Lego.
That's awesome.
For $35.
Yeah.
Like, I know you could go out and buy like new packaging and have instructions and know what pieces go with which, but you know, I think this is more fun.
You popping tags?
Yeah, I'm popping tags and yeah, buying stuff for on the cheap.
Yay.
Yeah, my kids will appreciate it when they get to sort a huge tub full of Lego.
So we're doing Thrift Shop by Weird Al Yank.
No.
Like, what? No.
I'm being thrifty.
Oh.
Because, you know, I don't have a lot of money.
Okay.
You know,
okay.
But I want to live large and buy Lego for my kids.
Yeah. So tacky?
No, not tacky.
Handy.
I told my kids that they can have whatever they want.
Oh.
They can have whatever they want.
That's the song.
As long as I can get it for $35 or under.
Oh, well,
it was a really cool deal. I'm excited to look through the tub.
I do. After this, we gotta look through the tub.
We should. I've been looking for a segue for this song about being cheap, and I was like, wow, we did something really cheap yesterday, but it's kind of cool.
Hey, Lego, old Lego is cool.
Yeah.
Especially because old Lego, it maybe fades a little bit,
yeah,
but it always works.
I don't think it's that old. There's like a pirate ship in there. And
well, pirate ships technically are really
yeah,
old.
Yeah, I guess they do have old pirate ships.
It goes back and forth.
It's probably not like a Pirates of the Caribbean one.
Remember those old castles?
Yeah.
With like the big castle wall things
yeah.
that you could insert? Oh, I love
I have some of those pieces.
They
too.
Open up and oh,
yeah,
that'd be really
awesome.
Cool.
You know what?
Anyways, we have a Weird Al song and it's going to be a long conversation.
Oh, so dang it. I'll stop talking about Lego. Ugh.
Yeah.
We'll do a podcast about Lego someday.
Oh, gosh. Whatever you like.
Whatever you like.
It was released on October 8th, 2008.
Yep.
It was recorded September 29th, 2008.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Exactly. That's one of the most interesting parts of this song. It was later released as part of Internet Leaks
uh-huh.
in August of 2009, and then Apocalypse, which was released in 2011, like
so it was pre-
2.5 years.
Leaks?
Internet Leaks was a combination of several songs that he released individually
right.
and then added together with one more
oh,
song.
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
So
this was like the first one he did.
This is the first one he
yes.
did. And this was a big pioneering effort at the time.
Mm-hmm.
There was a lot of articles about, hey, man, he's doing a single release. It's iTunes exclusive for 2 weeks. This is the way of the future kind of
yeah.
thing, which is kind of interesting because he kind of goes back on that for
yeah.
Mandatory Fun
yeah.
and does a different type of thing and releases the whole album as a mm-hmm. whole with individual songs given videos over a period of
yeah.
time. But this... this song was the beginning of what I think we're going to see. We saw it with Hamilton Polka.
Yep.
I think we're going to, if we ever get an album again, it will be a collection of things that he's released as
yeah.
singles, I think.
Yeah.
Which is interesting because I think a single works really well if it's a parody
mm-hmm.
or if the Hamilton Polka worked. But I don't know if originals are going to have as much of a hit. They almost need to be B-sides.
Yeah. Well, he's had a few hits if they're really, really good style parodies. He's had a few.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Well,
it's
I'm
possible.
Just, it will be interesting to see what happens.
Yeah.
So this is one of those special moments. And Al's even said it. He talks about how he talked to T.I. and T.I. was like, yeah, sure, go ahead. And that conversation happened so early that Weird Al actually releases this song while the song he's parodying is number one on the top 100.
Wow.
Which is the first time he's ever done that.
That's crazy.
Yes. We'll talk about T.I. and this song and the top 100 in at the end of the podcast.
Uh-huh.
It's even more crazy for him. But yeah, it's amazing the turnaround on this song.
So he talked about it before the song became really a bit of a hit for T.I. is what you're saying.
No, it was already a hit.
When he talked about it.
Here, okay.
He talked about it early. It just what you said was kind of confusing.
Okay. He talked about it. The conversation happened so fast.
Okay. You said early, which made it sound weird.
Okay. So he released this on October of 2000.
T.I.
No. No, Weird Al
okay.
released on October 8th, 2008.
Gotcha.
He recorded it on September 29th, 2008.
That's insane.
Okay. T.I.'s song.
Uh-huh.
Okay, let me see. T.I.'s song went from 71 to number one on the Hot 100 charts on September 6th. So wow. September 6th, it hits number one. Uh-huh. It's on the charts for 3 weeks as number one.
Okay.
Then it gets knocked out for a week by Pink, So What?
Okay.
Then it's back on the top for 2 weeks starting October 4th. So October 4th and October 11th,
gotcha,
when the song is released. So
wow,
during the 3 weeks that he's number one, Weird Al gets permission and records the song.
Okay.
It goes number two. Then it comes back to number one. Weird Al releases the song. Then it goes to then it's still number one for a week. Then it's replaced by Live Your Life, which is by T.I.
Oh, wow.
On October 18th,
dang,
which is on for one. And that song jumps from number 80 to number one. So when T.I.'s song, Whatever You Want, jumps from 71 to one, it becomes the biggest jump in the history of the Hot 100.
That's a huge jump,
yeah. Okay. A month later, one of the songs that replaces it is another song that goes from 80 to one. So wow, he gets that record a second time.
Wow.
Okay. And then after that 1 week, it's Live Your Life is replaced by Britney Spears' Womanizer for a week. And then Whatever You Want comes back for 2 weeks, November 1st and November 8th.
Yeah, I think Weird Al made a mistake by making it the same
title. Wait a sec. Then Live Your Life comes back on November 14th for 4 weeks.
What?
Then Single Ladies comes on December 13th, hits number one. Wow. Then Live Your Life comes back for another week on December 20th.
That's insane.
Then Single Ladies comes back on December 27th.
So he's like having a slap down with
back
Beyonce.
Back and forth with, but first it was with himself.
Yeah.
And not only that, it's the first one to, a lot of songs have come back three times.
Yeah.
This is the first time a song has ever come back after another single by the same artist has already become number one.
Wow.
Yeah.
I didn't know he was that huge. And then he disappeared and he lives on an island somewhere.
No, now. He's around, I think. I guess
I'm not into the scene.
So it's just a lot of craziness that happens in the Hot 100, but the cool thing is the fact that Weird Al was able to release this mm-hmm. when it was still super popular.
Yeah.
And the turnaround is like 2 weeks.
That's insane.
So, I mean, that's what I hope we get from Weird Al in the future.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
And that's kind of why I think he's pushing away from not doing albums.
So he can have that kind of thing.
So he can do that.
Yeah.
Because he talked about it. And this is one of those things that we talked about on the Questlove podcast. If you listen to that, he talks about how like the way he does songs is he puts the originals together, sometimes an album early, he puts the originals out. And then he has a couple of hits, like parody songs, but then he has to wait for that one song mm-hmm. and he has to get the permission, record it real fast, and then throw the album out so he can have a song to do it.
Yeah.
And I know he always talked about that, especially with like Couch Potato, not having a video to be able to do that. And you were always like, well, you had several hits. But I never realized that the other hits were all usually about a year old at that point.
Uh-huh.
It was same thing with Lady Gaga.
Yep.
He needed that one hit.
Oh, yeah. It's always been that way.
And I never fully comprehended it until he talked about it on Questlove's podcast.
Right. Well, I mean, obviously his first three albums were not like that because he cranked them out, you know.
Yeah.
Actually, four albums with a year, you know.
Exactly.
But after that, yes, he's had to wait for the one big hit.
And so that's interesting.
Yeah.
And I just, it was neat to see how that
you didn't mention, where was Weird Al's Whatever You Like in this top 100?
Oh, no.
Did he get number five?
No, not at all.
You know, maybe if he didn't have the same name, maybe a lot of people were requesting his song or buying his song, accidentally getting T.I.'s. Like, I meant to get Weird Al's Whatever You Like. I didn't know there was one by T.I. and accidentally bought the wrong one.
No, I think
Weird Al should have changed the name a little bit.
I think it was the other way around, honestly. I think Weird Al was trying to piggyback on that song.
Didn't work,
in that way, yeah.
He should have gotten up there, too.
So, here's from a post from his MySpace when he announces this.
Wow, MySpace.
Yeah, that's how long ago it was. 2008. Okay, I guess I can officially spill the proverbial beans. My new single, which is being released on iTunes tomorrow, is a parody of T.I.'s smash hit, Whatever You Like. The T.I. song has been number one on the Billboard Hot Chart for 5 weeks now, and this, in fact, will be the first time in my career I've been able to release a parody while the original song was still number one. The name of the parody is, of course, I Kissed the Squirrel. Just kidding. Actually, the name of the song is also Whatever You Like. For you history buffs, I believe this is the first time that my parody has had the exact same name as the song I was parodying. Just so you know, I'm only doing this as part of my ongoing effort to confuse as many people as possible, you know, as I possibly can. But I promise you, even though my song title is the same as T.I.'s, I did change the lyrics. Somewhat. Big thanks go out to T.I. and his manager for their support. Not only was he nice enough to give me permission and blessing for this parody, but he responded so quickly that I was able to make everything happen insanely fast. In less than a two-week period, seriously, I was able to come up with the idea for the song, get legal permission from the song, write the song, record the song, mix the song, master the song, upload the song to my label, and deliver the song to iTunes. Talk about instant gratification.
Wow.
One of the other cool things about putting out music this way is there's not really enough time for internet leaks to happen. I try to maintain a certain amount of secrecy around my projects for obvious reasons, and this time, as far as I can tell, the only person leaking information to the internet has been me.
Nice.
I won't say any more about this song at this point. You'll all hear it soon enough. Hope you like it. Al.
Awesome.
So the other thing that I found interesting about that was before he knew the name of his next album.
That's how he came up with the name.
So I that's why I had to read the whole thing. It was great. It was fun. And yeah, little story though, on October 7th, iTunes released its catalog, that song was not on it. Somehow they skipped it. So it didn't come out till the next day.
Ah, boo.
Yeah, exactly.
Boo, iTunes.
So, yeah. So, we want to say, it's awesome that T.I. got together with him. So glad to do it. And in fact, T.I. was the reference that Weird Al made when he was talking to Iggy Azalea. When he was talking to Iggy Azalea, yes. Remember he went to Denver just to get the permission, and she's like, I want to see lyrics. And he's like, I just happen to have those lyrics right here. Uh-huh. And so he's talking to her, and while she's reading the lyrics, he was like, you know, T.I. said it was totally cool for me to do his song. And so he's using this as a way to get to Iggy. So,
I'm going to get my tinfoil hat on. I got a conspiracy theory about that Apple mishap.
Yeah.
Maybe because iTunes is Apple, and they don't like T.I. There's a competition.
Texas Instruments?
Yes, see?
I don't think Texas Instruments exist.
Or does it?
Well, then why does...
Dum-dum-dum! Back then, they've been around. Waiting
20 years to strike.
Exactly.
And they don't strike at T.I. himself. No. They strike... Yeah.
No, it's not? Okay.
T.I.'s original name was Clifford Joseph Harris Jr.
Sure.
Yeah.
He just liked Texas Instruments. He had a calculator. Yeah.
No. He used to go as a DJ. Like, his DJ name was Tip, T-I-P.
Oh, okay.
But because he was on the same label as Q-Tip, I think, he was like, we can't do both of those. So he was like, T.I. And somebody was like, T.I. And he's like, you're missing a letter. And they're like, you got anything better? And he was like, nope. And he was like, well, then we're going with T.I. Yep.
So he'll forever be the Texas Instruments guy.
He's going to be T.I. 80s kids. He should be T.I. 85.
There you
man.
Go. He can turn his calculator upside down and make funny words.
Yes, exactly. We haven't talked a lot about the song. We'll get to it. We'll get to the video, which will take a whole
my gosh.
We almost have to split the podcast in half. We're not going to, but
I'm sorry, I'm rambling.
You're going to be talking about this. You're going to listen to this podcast for like 5 commutes.
No, it won't be that long.
Yeah.
It won't be our crossover episode. That was the longest.
T.I. did an interview with the AV Club, and they said, they talked about, hey, you know, Weird Al did his parody of your song. And did he get permission? And T.I.'s like, yeah. And they're like, so what'd you think? And he said, I thought it was just as good as any of his other parodies. I think that's, in pulp culture, how you know you have truly affected the days and times of entertainment. If you're not worth speaking on, then you haven't adequately done your job. The AV Club follow up. So it's an honor. And T.I. goes, yeah, absolutely. So that's the response to that, which is great. And the other interesting note about the original song is that beginning notes are the beginning couple of notes of the Rocky II song Redemption by Bill Conti. And we all know that Rocky is also where we got Ryer the Kaiser.
Yeah.
So once again, four degrees of Weird Al.
Exactly.
So let's talk about the song itself.
Yes, let's.
It was number 4 in Billboard's Bubbling Under. So I guess technically that means 104.
Oh, gotcha.
And number 17 on Comedy Digital Tracks, tracked by Billboard.
Really?
Yep.
17? There were 16 songs?
11.
Oh, okay. Still, there's 10 songs that were better than this at the same time?
I guess.
I don't believe that.
So the song is a lot of fun. It's the same sort of thing. If you watch the video for T.I.'s song, he basically goes into this Burger King basically and like asks the girl for some stuff and she's like starstruck and then he like slips her number, his number, and then she like starts to date him and he gives her all this clothes and stuff and she gets to like drink all the fancy stuff and it's really cool. The cutest part of the video actually is when she watches him leave in a fancy car and then she puts on his hat and like starts dancing around the bedroom like pretending to be T.I. and I was like, oh, that's actually kind of cute.
I haven't seen it.
And then ends with her it all being a dream.
Aww.
Yeah, and she looks down at the $20. T.I. was there. He just didn't give her his number. He paid for the money.
So she stole the $20 bill? No, she stole the register?
No, she's just looking at the, like, he hands her something. She looks at it and it's a phone number at the beginning. And then we go back and she's looking at her hand and it's actually just a $20 bill.
Okay. So it wasn't like a dream. It was just like a fantasy.
Yeah.
Like she fell asleep at the register.
Yeah. It's a fantasy.
Out.
It's a fantasy. Yeah, okay. Exactly. A what if fantasy kind
gotcha.
Of thing.
Gotcha.
So this is the same sort of thing, but Al keeps it realistic.
Oh yeah. The economy.
He even talks about the economy. Yeah. And that's another interesting thing about the song is that reference doesn't make any sense if you wait a year. You know what I mean? Like the 2008, 2009 was a low point and I don't, and you would a year later you'd reference it, but being so on point at the moment.
It was early almost.
Yeah, exactly.
Like it seemed like the economy hadn't quite tanked it. It's like I always thought it was like it's like a premonition because it wasn't at its worst yet.
Interesting.
It was like a year later is when it really just like collapsed. It was like wow, is he like looking into the future? Because it was starting to get, you know, kind of rough then.
It also shows why like in the previous, I don't know what he's going to do in the future. He can now because of the internet make quicker, more relevant parodies in terms of not only song but subject matter.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I don't know if Weird Al's always sort of shied away from that, but I don't know if he's shied away because of the amount of time it would get to take to put on an album and it wouldn't make any sense anymore, or if he's just not politically motivated.
Yeah.
So it'll be interesting to see what he does with that going on from now. Mm. We can't talk about this song without talking about the video.
Yeah.
Because the video is a major part of it. Now, the video was originally done by Chris Chapin, who also did the video for Handy. Okay.
Okay, yeah.
Chris used to be a corporate art director before he started doing funnier stuff. He worked for Yo Gabba Gabba, which Al was on the circus episode of, so that's probably how they met. He also did Tim and Eric, which Al does a lot of stuff with, The Kroll Shows, and Basket. He's sort of the animation director kind of thing.
Okay.
Very strange guy. He's also the guy, if you ever read those, like, if you've ever seen those, like, he's done fake old book titles and fake, like, the book title where the woman's coming out of the bathroom and she's like, dude, like, I just ruined your toilet or something.
Okay,
like.
Yeah.
And they look like Harlequin novels, kind of, romance novels.
Okay.
He does those.
Okay.
He's done some fake old ads. He does a fake ad for Atari with Stevie Wonder.
What?
Yes, exactly. And he's really good with Photoshop, so he makes it look all old and stuff. And he's come from a corporate sort of marketing standpoint, he's good at like matching all the fonts and making it look like a real ad. So there's several ads out there that he's put out that are just sort of like you think that it's this, and you're like, but that never actually happened.
That explains a lot of what's in the video. Okay.
He's had a lot of fun games like that in the past. Originally, he did a 90-second video that was played as part of the live shows when Weird Al played the song. And it was also interesting because if you know more about it, it was later turned into a full video when Weird Al goes, oh, we're going to have videos for every single song on this album back when Apocalypse came out.
Okay.
So he expanded it. But weirdly, he also shrunk it because in the live things, they had three like movie style video screens back to back. So there was a middle and then there was two ends. So it's sort of like HD, so when he did this, he sort of compressed all the files.
Okay.
So like the large fries actually used to cover the entire screen because the truck was as big as a screen and comes in this one, the truck's just little tiny and dumps it. Huh. So there were a little bit of changes made to shrink the video because there used to be stuff on the sides too.
Huh.
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't realize this video wasn't out when the song came out.
No. Because
I forgot about that.
Because the song came out so quick. There's no way.
There's no way.
And when he started performing it, Chris had done the video for a bit of the performance, like he does sometimes.
Wow.
And then when Weird Al said, "Oh, I want videos for all the songs on Apocalypse," he made the video longer.
Cool.
And so that's what we get. So, We got to talk about it. I mean,
oh, man, there's so
we're going to leave so much stuff
video.
Out, but
so, oh my God, you're talking about like videos that have like a bunch of Easter eggs and references and stuff to look at. You need to pause this video every 2 seconds.
This gives that other video a run for its money.
Yeah. It was a lame claim to fame.
Lame claim of fame. Yeah. It's going to be interesting to see. Cause
this,
I
think has more.
I haven't delved into that one quite yet because we're not to it yet.
Yeah.
And I've been putting it off. Yeah. But this one is great. Let's talk about the actual Weird Al references in it. Mm-hmm. So, it starts off and, the Yanko victims meet in Albuquerque. Right. Yeah. And then they go and there's Channel 62 logos.
Yeah.
And later in the video, when he's talking about hand me downs, there's a UHF poster in the background.
Yeah.
Okay. Tater tots.
Yep.
Got to talk about tater tots. They're always in the thing. At one point, they go to a bagel shop and it's called Fat Bagel.
Yeah.
And I guess that could be a reference to fat.
I'm sure it is.
The crane that's hauling the spices for the ramen, it has white and nerdy. Yeah. With an E and an umlaut, an umlaut, but like an accent grand or something on it. The flavoring that dumps on the girl is bologna flavoring.
So much.
Uncle Al's rice.
Yeah.
The motto of it is eat it.
Yeah.
I really like Al's 13 shirt that he wears. Like it's sort of like 13. Periodic table.
Oh, that
thing.
One, yes.
That
yes,
one's
yes,
kind of
yes.
cool. That's not a reference. That's just a cool thing I saw. Yeah. Outside the laundromat, there are three cars.
Uh-huh.
One of them says 27.
Uh-huh.
One of them's license plate says Poodle.
Yep.
And then the middle car has a Dare sticker next to a license plate that says To Be Stupid.
Nice.
Yeah. When he goes into one of the cash registers, it has an Alapalooza sticker on it.
Uh-huh.
The cash register also has some letters in the corner that look like it's like the manufacturer and it says CNR.
Jeez.
Yep. I really like when Walmart turns into Almart.
Yeah.
That's really cool. And I like the Super Duper Center.
Yeah.
Not just the Super Center. It's a Super Duper Center. Mm. The TVs in Walmart say the Chiron on the bottom.
Yeah.
Well, no, the Chiron on the bottom of the TV screen itself says poll. 97% say Weird Al is not weird enough. Republicans disagree. And then later it says one song too much. And then another time it says closes all cities in anticipation of new song.
Yeah.
I like it. The brand names. There's one I couldn't get, but the other four are Wu-Tang, Prince, Purple Rain, Wang and Chung, and Demento.
Nice.
Yeah. I like the GTA sort of spy hunter game thing. I like how the weapon is an accordion.
Yeah.
I kind of like that.
I had missed that one.
He's passing. This is the one you got that I didn't get. The little kid in his little kid car on the street has a Devo hat on him.
Yep.
I also liked the not worst thing, and I just like the motto, it's the worst.
Worst.
That was cool. The pizza that he says he's going to get, the Pizza Hole pizza, apparently that's from the Belvedere Mall, according to the flyer that comes with it, which is located at Pinco and Sepulveda.
Pinco and Sepulveda.
Sepulveda.
I'm a Californian.
Exactly. Which is the name of the Dr. Demento theme song.
And also in there, what mall?
Belvedere. Yep.
The Belvedere Cruisin'.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. There you go. So two old school references back to back. And I think that putting those two back to back make a lot more sense.
Yeah.
That makes you go, oh yeah, that is the theme song to Dr. Demento. And in fact, Weird Al, I think I've said it this before, but Weird Al's, one of the earliest things he sent in to Dr. Demento was his cover of the theme song because Dr. Demento was looking for a new cover of his theme song as part of a contest kind of thing.
Yeah.
We've never heard that. I think Weird Al in an interview said that Dr. Demento probably threw it away, but which is a shame because it would have been awesome. As we keep going, one of the toppings on that pizza is Pokorama Alkovic batteries.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah. When they're sitting there, when she's at home, she's got her feet up on a box that says Bob.
Yep.
The Metro Whip bus, I like just Metro Whip, has a poster for Straight Out of Linwood, which is apparently a TV show in that world.
Yeah.
There's a troll doll, which I think, to me, is a reference to Craigslist or eBay. One of those two.
Yeah, eBay.
And then there's two shadier ones. Okay.
Okay.
There's an Etch-a-Sketchy in the show.
Yeah.
And people were like, well, that's sort of like the Etch-A-Sketch in All About the Pentiums. But we never actually see the front of the Etch-A-Sketch in All About the Pentiums. Yeah. We just see it for a second. So I don't know.
Still.
It could be a reference, but it could just be there, you know? And then one of the, another something, oh, the angel, not that. One of the things is Borgnine, and it's got a thing of Ernest Borgnine, a picture of Ernest Borgnine.
Uh-huh.
And Ernest Borgnine is in Horoscope.
Yep.
So it's probably a reference, but it's a strange reference
Yeah. I like all the different like spellings and takes on Yankovic.
Yeah.
They like so many different Yankovic things, just like on the like the tank, the ship carrying the ramen. It's like, I can't remember exactly what it is, like Yanko ship or whatever.
And it's ramen of the sea or something like that. And
there's like so many Yank puns all throughout this video.
Yeah, very much. First of all, there's Weird Al's at Tinkerbell, and I don't quite understand that, but it's there.
Sure.
I like the little stickers, you know, burgers used to have stickers on them.
Uh-huh.
It's got a little face of Weird Al Yankovic.
Yep.
That was really cool. They also have a lot of other things. One of the better ones to me is the Tic Tacs that are just tacks, and they're called, and they're flavored, they're breath flavored Tic Tacs.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, okay. We have several of the TV shows, Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Yep.
There's a Weird Al Stone, commercial. He's a lawyer in that one.
Yeah.
That's a lot of fun. There's several games.
Oh God, there are so many games.
Yep. There's G-Wiz. Oh wait, there's several. There's Dumbleson's Moon Landing Denial Cribbage Set. There's G-Wiz, which looks like you're urinating on yourself or something.
Maybe
like
think
that.
Of Don't Whiz on an Electric Fence.
That's okay, there you go. Yeah. The Freud Psychoanalysis Board Game. Barge, America's Lamest Shipping Game.
Yep.
There's a Russian game, and apparently, according to this guy on YouTube, it says, Pig, Playful Game of Potatoes. Yep. There's the game of Loaf.
Yep.
Instead of Life.
Yeah, Game of Loaf.
Then there's also, later on, there's an anime, there's that weird anime sequence for some strange reason,
yeah.
And there's Japanese writing, and the same guy said that says, The Amazing Accordion Man.
Oh, no way.
Yeah.
I like how the Dragon Ball Z looks enough like Weird Al that you know it's him. It's
yeah,
cool.
Exactly. So that was neat. Danny DeVito's home, apparently, just in case you wanted to know, he was born in Neptune, New Jersey.
Okay, that house did not look like it was from there.
No, it didn't. I tried to look it up, but it didn't work. But lots of other weird things. Miss Allegheny Plateau is one of the contests.
Sure.
No, the runner-up, you could be Miss Ohio. So the Allegheny Plateau is the Miss Ohio runner-up.
Gotcha.
So just lots of fun stuff.
Yeah. It's so much to look at in this video. I mean, but then again, like, it's weird because, like, I don't think it's a great video, but there's so much to look at. It's just weird video.
It is a weird video.
Yeah, really, like,
it's
unusual.
It's right there in that edge of, like, Close But No Cigar is a little weird.
A different way, but yeah.
It's a general, just
strange
video.
It's visually almost uncomfortable.
The TMZ is a little bit like that, too, I think, I feel.
A little bit, yeah.
Like slightly different way.
Just the
way,
animation
but
style.
Just,
it's just kind of creepy and odd.
Yep.
I don't like the weird smiles that everyone has in this video. It's really creepy. Children of the Corn.
Reminds me a little
like,
bit of Do I Creep You Out?
Yes.
It was also kind of that creepy video.
Yeah, so I don't like that kind. Maybe it's just I don't like that type of animation. It's
maybe that's a possibility.
Weird.
Well, and he does have a slight couple of like the moment where he sticks his hand in his pants to get his Costco membership card.
Yeah.
He's not wearing underwear. Like, you can definitely see there's a little bit of, like, flesh, you know, just a little bit.
Yeah.
You don't see anything horrible, but it definitely feels strange
and
awkward.
Unnecessary.
Yeah, exactly. Well, and Do I Creep You Out had a couple of unnecessary things.
The tater tot teeth I didn't get, because I think I missed the tater tots becoming teeth. I looked away for a second, like, why are her teeth all brown and, like, coffee stained, like a smoker? What is that? And you're like, oh, those are tater tots. I'm like, I must have missed that.
Yeah, because they tater tots, and then they just zoom in, and they zoom out, and it's her teeth.
Yeah, I think I missed the beginning of that. I must have been looking somewhere else.
Yeah. So
but that's just weird stuff. I it's an odd video, but man, there's a lot to look at in this video. I hadn't seen it probably since it came out. So it's good to watch it again.
It's neat. It's a fun video to rewatch for the little stuff, but I agree that even though I love the song as a whole, I think the video I wouldn't watch the video more than once or twice unless I was looking to try to find all this information.
That's probably why I haven't seen it again. I mean, I'll go through the videos with my kids and just watch them. I don't think I've ever clicked on that one.
Yeah. Yeah. Lyrics. What is your favorite lyrics? And then we can also talk about other lyrics if you want.
There's so many lyrics. I'm going back and forth, but I kind of went with the one that I always just end up singing for some reason. Yeah, you like my Hyundai. See my Hyundai. If you want, I can take it to your cousin Phil's next Sunday. But that's kind of far, and I'm
not made of cash,
so would you like to chip in
for gas?
Yeah, so I'm not a good rapper.
I like.
You think you could chip in for gas?
There's White Castle references. Yep. There's Cold Duck references, which sort of mimic the original song.
Yeah, uh-huh. I had to look that one up. Yeah,
because it's like cheap champagne slash wine kind of stuff. The jokes are solid.
Yeah.
Sometimes they're not amazing, but they're solid. Mm-hmm. I used to eat a lot of ramen in college, like everybody. You know, that's a good solid reference. For me, my favorite one is "Yo, my wallet's fat and full of ones. It's all about the Washingtons."
Yes.
Also, because it's sort of a reference back to "All About the Pentiums" and all that stuff. So
I like that one
too. I like that lyric a lot.
That was another one I was thinking of. I just couldn't quite get it. Lyrics-wise,
government cheese
reference.
Yeah, he's got the references. Yes. It's like he's like, what do poor college students deal with?
Yeah, I went through some poor times, so some of these things struck memories of my youth.
I had my hair cut by my mom in a soup bowl.
Oh yeah,
yep.
There's only one lyric in here that's kind of like the same as like "Want to Be Your Lover." It has a lyric like this. It's like it just doesn't fit with the rest of the song, and I'm like, why is that lyric in there? It takes away from the rest of the song, and it's the "If you had some lipo, you could be number one or second runner up
in Miss Ohio." Yeah,
that
was weirdly mean and not what the concept of the song.
Exactly. He does the same thing in that would explain how you messed up your face in "Want to Be Your Lover." That line in both these songs just takes you out of it because it's like compliments, 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 weird for no reason insult. And then back to compliments.
Well, I think at least in this time, it's sort of meant to be a compliment, but he's just so bad at it that ends up being an insult.
And in the video, it looks gross, too. He's like, they really make her ugly. It's just not right. It doesn't fit. And I don't like those type of lines. He does it in Jackson Park Express as well. Like, with your good eye. He throws that line in there. He's like, "Compliment, you're so beautiful. Really, you look at me with your good eye." Like, why is he? I don't like when he throws things in like that. It's just.
It does feel a little.
It takes you out.
Weird.
Yeah.
I don't like, I agree. It is a strange.
A Craigslist has a line like that too.
It feels like it's a weird, you don't need it.
Yeah.
And it feels like this awkward old, like maybe it is one of those like older things.
I guess.
Like an older joke or a different, like a 70s joke.
Yeah. Like maybe like a kindergartner, like who has a crush on someone, has to insult them, that kind of.
Well, no. I think it also is not contemporary thinking.
No. Right.
You know what I mean? And that doesn't justify it, I don't think. But no. I think that might be where it's coming from. But I agree. It feels just awkward enough that you're just like, okay.
Just,
like
it's not just that it's in bad taste. It's just so different from the rest of the song. It seems like compliment, compliment, compliment. Unnecessary insult back to compliment.
Yeah.
Like, why? He does it so often, I don't like when he does it.
All the stuff that he's saying is sort of like weak versions of being a compliment.
Yeah.
Then sort of this is sort of also a weak version of a, but it's just, it does. It feels just nasty enough that it's strange. Now, something like "Close But No Cigar," I think the three that he chooses for that aren't too bad.
Well, those are nitpicky things. That's the whole point of the
song.
Exactly.
Those,
these examples I've given don't ever fit, and he does it so often. I'm like, why, Al? I don't get that. You don't need to do that. I don't.
I agree.
I just think it's odd. That's the one line that like just takes me out of the song. I'm like, why? Mm-hmm. Anywho, the rest of the song, the lyrics are pretty good. Good references to being poor and, just like still wanting to treat someone right, even though you're not money. We can all relate to that.
Yeah. And that's a much better story than.
Yeah, I've Grouponed, dates and, found coupon. I've taken, back when I was, younger, I would take a date to Subway with my stickers on my Subway cards.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, we got free Subway. All we need to do is buy a drink. $1.19 lunch. Hey, baby, let's go. And like, that was totally cool.
Well, you shouldn't have told her that.
Well, I had to give the card when we paid.
Yeah, you go, oh, baby, you got your sub. Good, find us a table. Okay.
Well, I'm not that smart.
Oh, well, no wonder it took you a while to get married.
Yeah, that's true. But no,
I think it took me longer. So
yeah.
Anyways.
I like being thrifty.
Yeah, well, no, and we've talked about this with Tacky.
Yeah.
Remember, Tacky had a line where it was like, I'll use my coupons or something like that. And it was like, no, that actually probably would have impressed my wife.
Right?
She would have been like, that's a guy I like.
I don't want someone who's like, ooh, you're not going to pay full price. Like, no, I don't want to marry you if you're like a gold digger. You know, I want someone who's thrifty like me and who appreciates the intelligence of using coupons.
The $35 bucket of Legos.
Exactly. See, I married well. Anywho. So, yeah, those things are, I can relate. And it's a good song other than that lyric.
Yeah, because it is insulting in a weird way.
Yeah, and not necessary at all.
So what do you give this?
Oh, we're to ratings. I don't know. It's
You stop looking at your other lyrics.
I'm not. Yeah. I wasn't looking.
Because I was thinking about it. I liked this song a lot when it came out, but I think I'd rather listen to Another Tattoo if I'm doing like a rap that's not, well, I guess, like a rap parody that isn't one of his big crazy ones, like one of his B-list rap parodies kind of.
Sure. Well, this was apparently this wasn't a B-list. It was a huge hit.
Well, I mean, it was a huge hit at the time, but you know what I mean?
Like, it's not like, it's not held up.
Yeah. It's not, white nerdy.
Yeah. It's not going to be busted out at a wedding ever. So yeah. I don't know. It's never been one of my really, really big favorites.
White nerdy would be busted out at a wedding.
The original Riding Dirty. Someone's wedding.
That's the disturbing wedding.
Well, not a wedding. A club. How about that?
Okay, that's very different than a wedding.
I don't know why I said wedding. A club. Whatever.
I think I did have a polka in my wedding because my some of our family was German. So I was like, we got to have a polka. Okay, here you go. It's Weird Al.
I did have a parody played at my wedding, but I don't think it was Weird Al's. I don't know. You were my DJ. Did you play any Weird Al?
I don't think you did. It was so long ago at this point.
But I know we played my parody. That was fun.
Oh, that was cool.
Yeah. Anyways, I don't know. Like I said, it's not one of my favorites. It's solid. It's got some good references, like I say. It's got that line that I really don't like. I'm going to have to give it 2.5.
Wow. I don't think I would go that far.
But I almost said a 3, but I don't think I want to go that high on this one.
Okay. I'm going to say 3.
You are?
Because it's nice middle of the road.
The way you just reacted, it sounded like you're going to do like
4. But by you saying that, I definitely like, because I think I was thinking of 4 originally, and then it's just like, no, all the stuff we talked about afterwards, it was like, not really.
I mean, it's good, but there's a lot that are a lot better.
Yeah.
In my opinion, I don't know.
I think that's the point, is it's good, but it's not better than the best.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'd be right in the middle.
I mean, 2.5. It's no Got a Boogie, but...
Hey. No, I think it's a right mid-range song of his. Okay. 2.5.
Cool. 30272 Weird. That's 30272 Weird. That's the Weird Al line. Call us up. Leave a voicemail. You could also find us on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter. We're All Yankovics. Just type that in. And if you get a chance, rate and review us on iTunes, because that helps other people find us. With iTunes, just give us a 5-star, and then you can say whatever you want in the rating. I don't care.
You can say whatever you like.
You can say whatever you like.
Have we gotten one recently? Like, have you been checking?
I haven't checked.
You should check.
I should check.
Maybe we have like a piling up. Maybe there's like 12 ratings in there. You don't even know.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
I can't figure out it. I've seen it a couple times. I can never remember how I found them.
Nice.
I can't do it on my phone. I can't find it on my
stupid
phone.
Stupid. Apple continues to not support like podcasts in their phone app well enough to make it to like that should be like a pinnacle part of the podcast, and it's not, and it's really a shame because
that's what you listen to them on. Who listens to them on
their
computer?
They're called podcasts because of the iPod,
right?
And so, but Apple is not like taking that mantle and like dealt with it. And I don't know if it's because it's free and they're almost like, oh, well, we have to do this service, but like we don't want to.
I don't know.
It's weird. It's a very strange concept. All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Like my Hyundai, see my Hyundai. I can take you to see your cousin Phil next Sunday, but that's kind of far and I'm not made of cash. Do you think you could chip in for gas?
All right. Let's see how much Legos you got. Whoa, dude. Look at all those Legos.
What do you got in here?
There's like an arch piece and a... What color is this? Is it like a yucky gray?
Oh, I got something. I got a big piece here.
Oh,
it's the front of a pirate ship.
Oh, wow. Look at all these wheels.
Wait. This isn't Lego. This is Mega Bloks.
Oh.
Well, most of it. That's a Minecraft guy.
Minecraft guy.
Nice.
I've never actually seen one of those in real life.
There's Mega Bloks mixed in here. I have to get the contraband out.
Boo. This really Mega Bloks?
It is. It doesn't have the Lego logo on it.
Oh.
Boo. Mega Bloks pirate ship.
Now you have to go through the whole thing.
I was going to anyway.
Oh, I bet you all the big pieces are Mega Bloks.
Yeah, probably. That's, yeah, they don't have a hollow in them. Boom. Lego doesn't have hollow. This is something else also. Maybe it's Creo. Ah.
No names of things. What's that? What is that? There actually aren't that many minifigs in here.
Oh, we took them out. They're all gone.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, well.
Do you want the other one that I just found?
A leg. Sure.